tens of thousands of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists blocked downtown streets and pushed back riot police in a growing confrontation over new restrictions on upcoming elections imposed by top Chinese officials in Beijing. The student-led civil disobedience movement in Hong Kong has escalated demands for representative democracy in defiance of a government announcement in late August that all candidates for Hong Kong's chief executive in 2017 would first be approved by a pro-Beijing committee. An earlier mass student boycott set the stage for the current protests. The election rules handed down by Chinese officials make it virtually impossible for someone who has not demonstrated loyalty to the Beijing government to run in the election. The move toward direct elections in Hong Kong was part of an agreement signed prior to the 1997 transfer of the territory back to Chinese control. Hong Kong had been a British colony for more than 150 years. New student activists and the more established Occupy Central with Love and Peace movement are calling for full democratic reform and the resignation of Hong Kong's leader, Leung Chun-ying. China's president, Xi Jinping, is under growing pressure to act against the Hong Kong protests to prevent pro-democracy demonstrations from spreading to other regions like Tibet. The national furor over the killing of unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, focused public attention on police abuse of minority youth. In Chicago, activists mobilized in reaction to the police killing of 19-year-old Rashad McIntosh. As in Ferguson, community activists demanded authorities release the name of the police officer involved in McIntosh's death. Activists say McIntosh was unarmed and kneeling when he was shot to death. The shooting on Chicago's impoverished West Side increased long-standing community police tensions. Beyond the McIntosh shooting, tensions remained high as prosecutors charged a police commander on the West Side for holding a gun down a man's throat and threatening to kill him in a 2013 incident. According to an investigation by the Chicago Reporter newspaper, black residents in the city are 10 times as likely to be shot by police as whites. According to the news magazine In These Times, over the violent July 4th holiday weekend, 5 people were shot by police, resulting in 2 deaths. Activists, including many newly involved youth, are campaigning for a law establishing an elected civilian police review board with independent investigative powers. 4 years after Jacksonville, Florida resident Kelly Young received a home foreclosure letter from Bank of America, Young got another notice informing her that her disability payments and Medicare benefits had been cut off. The Social Security Administration accused her of lying on her application when she failed to disclose that she owned a house. But as far as Young knew, she didn't own a house. After receiving the letter from Bank of America, she left her home without a fight. The problem is, Bank of America never followed through on the foreclosure. Young's house now sits empty, strewn with trash and a leaky roof, collecting fines for code violations and unpaid taxes related to the delinquent mortgage. With the help of a legal aid lawyer, it took Young 5 months to get her benefits restored. Young's case is not unique. As the Center for Public Integrity reports, Jacksonville's poor neighborhoods are dotted with abandoned houses stuck in foreclosure limbo. The so-called zombie properties are often uninhabitable because they've fallen into disrepair, and owners are unwilling to invest in fixing them up because, with the mortgage unpaid, the bank can always come back and foreclose again. In record-breaking agreements with the Justice Department to settle claims of mortgage bond fraud, Bank of America and J.P. Morgan Chase each agreed to contribute to efforts to fight blight, including forgiving loans when they decide not to pursue foreclosure and helping cities pay to demolish homes. The agreements, however, contain no specific monetary obligation and instead fall under broad consumer relief payments. The housing collapse in Florida has largely left cities to clean up the mess. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Leslie Rudden.